Hello and welcome back to episode 24 of the I Am Enough Healing a Broken Body podcast. This is your host, Iron Eagle Mike. And today, I just wanted to talk to you about an attitude of gratitude. What does gratitude mean to you? Is it being thankful for the things that you receive? Material stuff? Life? Now, what comes to your mind when you hear gratitude? To me, it was really more of an afterthought when, you know, years ago, because it wasn't as prevalent for me to talk about and be in a state of gratitude for everything that I have in my life. It's just because you get lost in this crazy world where of materialism, ego, selfishness, whatever you call it. But what I've discovered is that gratitude brings in so much abundance and blessings in life. Let me take you back to 2010. And, I was beginning my journey of transformation. That was my, I was feeling the worst. I was feeling depressed. I was feeling angry. I was feeling alone. Physically, my health wasn't great at all. Mentally and emotionally, I was just like, I was close to snapping. I was just close to being feeling so sorry for myself, physically, type 2 diabetic, 300 pounds, really big self-image problem. And, the economic crisis that started in 2008 had really filtered down and caused me to lose pretty much everything from a material standpoint. And then my health was already going down the tubes. So I was in a dark place, and I just didn't know back then where to begin and how to get out of the rut that I was in, and just feeling lost. Have you ever felt lost? Have you ever felt like the world or the universe is conspiring against you, and it's like you turn to other things like prayer to see if it can get you out of it, but then prayer isn't really any good if you don't take any action. What came to me was a blessing. I really just resolved, I got fed up with the situation I was in, and I just resolved to take matters into my own hands and just clear everything, change everything, transform everything, start from scratch. I didn't care no matter what how I would do it. I just declared to the universe back then that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired and nearly dead. And I was kind of like what they call a lost Catholic. I was born and raised into a religion that I just felt was forced onto me, that I had no choice. So I grew up in a very strict Catholic upbringing. You had to basically go and follow all those rules. I'm not saying that it didn't help me grow up as a person. There's a lot of good stuff about it, but then there's a lot of other things that just contradicted what I felt was my true self. So I developed this attitude of gratitude. I started developing it, like truly developing it and being grateful. In 2011, I met this amazing spiritual coach and healer. Her name is Radha Nilia of Goddess Code Academy. www.goddesscodeacademy.com, and she was like a catalyst, she was a catalyst for my transformation. And I learned a lot about the you know, like being true spirituality, and I learned about gratitude, you know, forgiveness. Because being lost, you know, you there's ways to get out of that rut. You know, some, you know, for me, what was driving me then initially was a lot of anger, a lot of self-pity, self-loathing. But then when I met her, things changed. You know, she showed a lot of love. She showed a lot of care and support, you know, unconditionally. And I learned a lot from her as a teacher, as a coach, and as a healer. And that's when things started. You know, that attitude of gratitude. It's just like, be more aware and be more thankful of all the blessings that I had, instead of focusing on all the problems that I had. That's what I learned from her. And I took that to heart, and it helped me transform in so many ways. You know, like all the stuff that I had lost came back. I mean, not immediately, but you know, like when you start being thankful for everything that you have, right? Like the simple fact that you can breathe, that you're alive, that you can eat 3 square meals, that you have a roof over your head, you have clothes, you have running water, you know, you got a phone, you have a car. Like, you know, what I was like just dealing with was really like first world problems, and then I just realized, like, when you know, when she was talking to me in the sessions, was that there's so much more blessings that I have. You know, like there's the family that's there for you, your friends that are there for you, and the universe that is waiting to shower you with the abundance. But you have to be open to receiving it, and then you also have to let go of that what doesn't serve you for your highest good anymore. So it's a process. You know, I learned to do meditation. I read a lot of spiritual books, self-motivation, self-development books. It became a habit, you know. And, you know, I lost the weight. You know, I reversed the type 2 diabetes. And then the greatest challenge of my life came in 2013. Because, you know, unknown to me, I had an autoimmune condition that just manifested itself that year. I was hospitalized twice, seriously, you know, fighting for my life. And instead of feeling angry, sorry for myself, I learned to apply what she had taught about, you know, focusing on gratitude, you know, developing that attitude. So that became my catalyst for self-healing, you know, further transformation. Because that autoimmune condition, it turns out, was autoimmune hepatitis, and it's an incurable condition. And when I first got diagnosed with it, I was initially scared, but I knew that I had been able to transform myself and believe in myself, and that I knew that this was a hidden treasure. Even though at times, you know, you have that fear. I had that fear that maybe, you know, I might lose this battle. But I sincerely believed, and I took it to heart. And so when you do the work, you know, that attitude of gratitude, like every day when you wake up, it's like, you know, I was very thankful for the day that I'm alive, for this gift of life. I always say thank you, you know, as much as I can every single day, you know, during the day. You know, thank you for that parking space. Thank you for that meal. Thank you for, you know, getting me to my destination safely. Stuff like that, you know, the little things that we take for granted. It's an attitude of gratitude. And then, you know, I was able to reverse my condition, you know, to heal my condition. The doctors were like trying to figure out how that happened, because I never took any drugs that they recommended, because the drugs they recommended wasn't going to cure me anyway. So I believe totally and sincerely and wholeheartedly that, you know, when you start being grateful for everything that you have in this lifetime, then more and more blessings come. So I made a video about my healing journey on YouTube, and I was talking about how I healed myself of autoimmune hepatitis, and by being thankful, by being mindful, by being appreciative, by being kind, compassionate. And you know, it's got thousands of views, and people started reaching out to me from there that had similar conditions like me. And they became my online friends, my online community, and they started following me. And I was compelled to talk about this today because one of them reached out to me, you know, recently. She'd already been communicating with me since I think it was last year. But she just reached out to me a couple days ago, and she was going through a liver biopsy, similar to what I had gone through 5 years ago. And she said that she thought of me while she was going through that procedure, and kept saying that she kept saying to herself that she was enough. You know, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough, repeatedly. And that is the title of my book series, I Am Enough, Healing a Broken Body. Because it's not about saying to the world that, you know, it's like, not like bragging, it's like just declaring to yourself, I am, you know, those two words, enough. So what follows that, so when you declare that, you believe in that, and then after that you're grateful. So I'm very grateful to hear about these stories that are being shared to me by people that have reached out to me from different parts of the world. You know, I've got somebody talking to me from New Zealand, somebody talking to me from Iran, somebody talking to me from the Philippines, from Ireland, Scotland, from India, from some part of the Middle East, and Canada and the United States. And I didn't realize that there was quite a few of us that have this condition. And I was just sharing to them how I healed, because I'm the only one that was able to reverse it without doing any drugs. So they wanted to find out, like, what was my secret, you know, aside from, of course, a holistic, whole food, plant-based diet. I was talking about meditation and about gratitude. And it works. Try it. Right? Instead of complaining about your day, instead of complaining about the little things that bother you, be thankful. Be thankful for the day that you are awakened into, that you have this gift of life, this 24 hours. You never even know if you're going to make the 24 hours, but I constantly say thank you. You know, the water we drink, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, jobs that we have, because things could be worse, right? You know, it could be like other people in other parts of the world that have no running water, are torn by war, you know, poverty, you know, natural calamities. So all the problems that we think we have, it's just all in our mind. When we start putting ourselves in this state of grace and state of gratitude that we are developing daily, there's a lot of abundance and blessings and healing that the universe can bring to you. You know, so give it a try. Develop that attitude of gratitude. I wanted to just share that with all of you today. And it's something that I do daily. And I've worked myself, you know, to that, wherein it's automatic. That it's like I'm wholeheartedly, fully grateful for every day. I'm grateful for the friends, dear friends that I have, the family that I have that supports me, that loves and supports me. So start saying thank you. Start being grateful. Okay? I love you all. This is Iron Eagle Mike. Thank you for listening. Thank you for also being there and also as my support. I love everybody. Till next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.